Speaking of judgment, St. Luke says, "Then they shall see the Son of Man. Oh, what pain will the sight of the judge in the form of man excite in the soul of the sinner? The sight of a man, God, who died for his salvation, will upbraid him with his ingratitude. When the Savior ascended into heaven, the angels said to the disciples, 'This Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. With the same wounds with which he ascended into heaven, Jesus Christ will come to judge the soul.' Great joy of the beholders," says the Abbot Rupert, "great terror of those who are in expectation. The wounds of the Redeemer will console the just and terrify the wicked. When Joseph said to his brothers, 'I am Joseph whom you sold,' the scripture tells us that through fear they were silent and unable to utter a word. His brethren could not answer him, being struck with exceeding great fear. Now what answer will the sinner make to Jesus Christ? Will he dare to ask mercy when he must first render an account of his abuse of the mercy which he has received? With what face, says Eusebius and Misenus, will you who are to be first judged for contempt of mercy ask for mercy? What then will become of him? Where, says St. Augustine, will he fly? He will behold an angry judge above, hell open below, on one side his own sins accusing him, on the other the devils ready to inflict chastisement, and within the remorse of his conscience. Above shall be an enraged judge, below a frightful chaos. On the right, sins accusing him. On the left, the devils dragging him to punishment. Within, a burning conscience, beset in this manner, whither will the sinner fly?"